Scott, New Jersey's on the line with a flooring question. Tell us about your project.
Hi, I'm just moving into my first house on Monday. We're closing on it.
Very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But during the home inspection, it's got tiles throughout the whole bottom floor that's on a slab. The home inspector said that it's 3% asbestos. And we want to put a hardwood floor and for most of it, and then tiles on the kitchen area. So half the people I talk to say we need to remove the asbestos. Other people say just build over it.
Okay, so is this a tiles that are on it's on a slab?
Yes.
Well, first of all, you should not be putting solid hardwood down on top of the slab.
That was my next part.
Yeah, if you put solid hardwood down, it's going to twist and warp and swell. So what I would do is I would recommend you use engineered hardwood, which will be indistinguishable visually. I mean, it's going to look exactly like pre-finished hardwood, but it's much easier to install, and it has lock-together capabilities as well. So you can snap these tiles together, lay it in place, and I see no reason why you can't leave the asbestos there and put the hardwood floor the engineered hardwood floor right on top of it. You know, the risk is disturbing anything that has asbestos in it. If it's not friable, it's not deteriorated, and in a vinyl tile, in a vinyl asbestos tile, it certainly isn't. I wouldn't take
it's
it up.
It's chipping in certain areas.
Yeah, that's minor, though. And even those chips, you know, that asbestos is contained inside the vinyl. So I would tend just to leave it alone, and I would put engineered hardwood right on top of that. Very frequently, you'll put an underlayment in between, and I think that will do the trick.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Scott. Good luck with that new house.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.